10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
It is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5. The game, Nick Braden, D-Maze Marquise with you. The Big Finish coming up at 9:45 this morning. Right now, we welcome in our buddy Hal Gill. He is brought to you by Puckett's, and he's here to talk all things Nashville Predators. Skillsy, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Very good. Nice to be back home. That was a long road trip.
It certainly was. Three losses in a row, five of the last six. We knew this team was due for a little bit of a downturn considering where they started the season. Is there any concerns for you right now, maybe on the defensive end of things? Like, what are you seeing right now that needs to be cleaned up?
Consistency is the biggest thing. They need to figure out how to play a consistent game, a good defensive structured game, and then generate some offense out of that. And that's where they've been running into trouble is putting it all together. It's not easy. I think you look around the NHL, there's a lot of teams going through it and trying to battle to be consistent, but it certainly is a problem right now. They either get a ton of scoring or they give up too many goals and they can't find that happy medium.
So they've had a couple of days of practice. I think they only had one day of practice in like the last, you know, the entire trip out west. What does a couple of days of practice do, you know, as a player, when you have a chance in the middle of a long season to sort of find some sort of off time slash practice, what does that do for your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing for, you know, you look at the way the season goes, especially nowadays, I think that you really need to get your rest. So you can go and practice and do all those things, but if you're exhausted and you're dying, then it doesn't mean much if you can't play the game. So I think with a couple days off, it allows you to go and it allows you to go and really focus on the systems, which I think is probably the best thing for him right now is to work on systems, to work on, in zone coverage, maybe a little bit of the neutral zone, work on some penalty kills, some power play, all the little details without worrying about killing yourself, getting a sweat, and just going through things.
Is this something that can be and we're talking about their defense. Is this something that will end up sort of like the power play, or can't end up like the power play was last year, where, you know, no matter what live you did, it just didn't, you know, get going? Or is it just because we had live you on earlier today, or is it just, you know, paying attention to detail, making sure you're doing the assignments the way they're taught, technique? Is it more so that, or is this going to be just a process where it might take the majority of the season to get this defense back to where it was?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. We'll find out. Sometimes it's an easy fix. Other times it's not so easy. I think that they have the personnel to do it. So I think it comes down to just relying on a system, trusting in your teammates, and really being accountable for what you're doing. I think, you know, the Preds play a lot of man-to-man defense, which is great because you have guys like Roman Josi that are such great skaters, Ryan Ellis and Matias. You know, you go through the lineup, they're great skaters, but there's a lot of good players out there. And once they get buzzing, and it happened in Vancouver, a couple shifts where they were just chasing the whole shift, and you could see it, that the cycle started to come around, and you could see that they weren't getting the stops on the boards. And in order to stop these players, you got to kill their momentum from the up and down and side to side, all the cycling that they're doing. You have to get a stop on them. And sometimes you have to adjust and maybe push down the wall, have a winger push down and get a stop that way. or have a, you know, switch to more of a zone or a hybrid. There's different things you can do, but it really is a total buy-in from everyone. Because if you have one guy that's not doing it, then it doesn't mean anything. You get abused. The players are too good now. So, you know, there's adjustments that they can make, and they just have to do it. I think they did a good job, actually, in Vancouver after a few shifts where they got hemmed in. They did make some adjustments, and I think that was in large part due to the way that Bonino's line with Smith and Grimaldi were able to push back and change the momentum of a game by spending some offensive zone time. So little things like that they can adjust to and make their defensive zone better.
Skillsy, injury-wise this year, this team is far more healthier than they were last year. This team was really ravaged by the injury bug last year. And you look in this division, St. Louis has lost Tarasenko for 5 months. They don't seem like they're missing a beat. Colorado's been without Rantanen and Grubauer. They've been on the shelf for a little bit. When you look at the standings, and I know we're only about 22% of the way through the season, any concern with Colorado and St. Louis playing as well as they have been with some of their star power missing?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think if you look at Colorado and the way they played, that was an embarrassing game for the Preds, but really a statement game for those guys. They had a lot of injuries. You take out two-thirds of your top line, and not just their top line, but probably the best line in the game with Rantanen and Landeskog. You take those guys out, and you just have MacKinnon, and to be able to put up the numbers they did against the Preds and be as effective as they were, I think it says a lot about that fear of embarrassment. You know, like you go out there and your Preds are coming in, and the Preds are a good team and they can steamroll you, and they did it to Detroit, and you think, okay, we got to be ready to play. And they played a tight game. They locked it down. They had good defensive performance, and they got some good bounces and took advantage of it. So any team can come out and put a win together at any time. It's just trying to sustain that over, you know, how long are you going to have to play without guys in your lineup? And missing a guy like Tarasenko is a long time to go through. So obviously you want to stay as healthy as you can. And, you know, everyone's going to be banged up. It's just the big injuries you want to try to avoid. And, you know, you miss Forsberg for a few games and that hurt, but he's back and it wasn't a huge injury. So injuries are going to happen. Hopefully they're not big ones. And the Preds, I think, have been pretty fortunate overall.
Yeah, knock on wood on that department for sure. Hal Gill joining us here. The question I have is, you know, Lavi likes to move the lines around a lot, and certainly he knows he can go to Jofa at the end of the year if he needs to and has a dependable group there. And generally, it's always really interesting to see what he comes up with. When you watch Mikael Granlund and Craig Smith, where do they look at their best, in your opinion?
Well, they look best when they're on the forecheck. And, you know, I think for most teams, and I think the Preds would be one of those teams, I think they play the best when their forecheck is going. And put it in your head where you have Arvidsson crashing in on a forecheck. You have Craig Smith tracking down the puck, Grimaldi tracking down pucks. I think Granlund is one of those guys that can be effective driving the net, and if the play isn't there, they're not making the stop-up play. They're not doing that. I think there's guys like Duchesne, Johansson. Those guys can stop up and make plays behind without driving the net. But for a lot of those guys on the team, I think they're effective when they drive the net, and if they can't get it, they put it in behind the D, and then they work. And a lot of their scoring chances have come from working below the goal line. So I think that's where both of those guys, Granlund and Smith, are so effective. But it's a commitment to the, you know, the team has to make a commitment to get the puck into those areas to let those guys be successful.
Skillsy, always a pleasure. We appreciate the insight, and thanks for popping on. We'll talk to you again next week.
Good to be with you guys. Nice to be back home, and hopefully you'll get some wins coming here on this homestand.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Hal.
Yeah, thanks.
You got it. Hal Gill brought to you by Puckett's. Right now, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see Western Kentucky men's hoops as they take on Louisville in the 2019 Music City Showdown at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, November the 29th. All you have to do right now is be caller 5-615-737-1025. The Big Finish coming up next.
Yeah, it is.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.